For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. This is a continuation of our discussion with Mr. Steve Cubby, the gentleman who did run for the governorship for the state of California. He helped write the Proposition 215, the medical marijuana law, and he and his wife Michelle and family are now basically in exile in British Columbia, pending charges from California for minor amounts of drugs. This is Steve Cubby.
I guess the result that, from our point of view, is that once again, we've managed to wiggle out of the box that they always keep trying to put us in. And, you know, they have to file a new paperwork. They have to get a new date, right? Because the date they assigned us to show up, obviously, is now void. So they have to go through their whole process of notifying us of a new date. We're still hopeful that this judge, who, if you look him up on Wikipedia, was a former member of the Trudeau administration before he became a judge. And the Trudeau administration was probably one of the most enlightened administrations that we've seen on this planet for some time.
Now, Steve, as I understand it, Canada has a bit of reefer madness creeping in these days, spill over, I suppose, from the United States. What's your observation? Is it improving, or is it going down the tube?
My observation is that it's the best of worlds and the worst of worlds, the best of times and the worst of times. What I mean by that is that we're making more progress than ever. The opposition, the prohibitionists, are resorting to more violence and dishonesty than ever. So I think we're doing a better job than ever of showing the incredible value of cannabis to mankind. I think that they're resorting to and escalating the war of words, threats, and retaliations. In my view, the people are with us. The real enemy isn't the government at this point. The real enemy is ignorance.
Ignorance in America? How can that be?
It's time to play Name That Drug by its side effects.
Birth defects, miscarriage, premature birth, feeling sad, anxious, or empty, irritability, anger, loss of pleasure or interest, sleeping too much or too little, depression, trouble concentrating, suicide. Time's up. The answer, Accutane for acne. Another FDA-approved product.
Please visit our website, drugtruth.net. Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.